This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at FranklinArmory.com just to get some updates on a few things I decided to bring Franklin Armory to you. So joining me once again, it's been a little bit, but back with us is founder and CEO of Franklin Armory, Jay Jacobson. Good evening, sir.
Hey, how's it going, Bill?
Well, you know, I'm still in that loop, too. Jay didn't know I changed time slots, and I'm still out here going, good evening, when it's... You just had lunch, didn't you?
Yeah.
Just a little while ago, so okay. So good afternoon, Jay. How are things going? So before we get into this, one thing I've been dying to ask, and I haven't thought to ask it a couple of times I have spoken with you, how has the process you had to start with the Reformation line, how is that going?
You know, that's an interesting question. The ATF is moving forward on that. There's behind the scenes discussions on how to proceed with that. So at this point, I can say that it is moving forward and there should be a form out relatively soon. I do know that, everybody in the chain of command at ATF has been brought up to speed on it. And they have been making their decision process, and there's a bit of a negotiation going on currently. I'm not supposed to be saying everything that I know about that currently, but I do know that it is moving forward and should be relatively quickly responding with a new form that then will allow that to be transferred, as well as the interstate transfer, so if somebody's going across state lines and so forth. And so we'll have to see how onerous the ATF may be. They may be perfectly write a form, send it in with your 4473, or they may go goofy and require a different process that takes longer. If they do create that process that takes longer, obviously the impetus for the design as far as transferring firearms goes, it falls by the wayside, right? Because you already have brace pistols out there, but that don't have to worry about when they cross state lines or worry about, when they get it from the dealer on the first time. But if we see that this ends up being an onerous form, then we'll just sell the uppers. And then there's, at that point, there's nothing traceable. The individuals will have the opportunity to have the same configuration without any goofy paperwork. So I'm hoping ATF does the right thing. I don't know exactly what they're going to do, but I do know that they're almost done with it. So I hope they hear this, and I hope they realize that there are alternatives if they want to get goofy with it.
It all really comes down to is some of this stuff, is this just all based upon interpretation? Can this change as the, the regulations they have, can the interpretation of the regulation change as new personnel come in, new examiner, whatever their hierarchy is?
Well, obviously they've had a history of going one way and then another. To be honest, I have seen some great responses from ATF initially with for our binary firing system. The very first letter we got was a denial, and they explained why, and they were brilliant in their explanation. But since then, some of the letters that we've seen on other things have been just bizarre. And, of course, our products have been evaluated and are good to go with, you know, the binary firing system. After we got that information on the first one, then we realized what we needed to do to make it right for Gen 2 and then ultimately the Gen 3, which is on the market now. And the difference between Gen 2 and Gen 3 was ease of use and so on. They basically function the same, but it was easier to make the Gen 3, and it was cheaper as well and more effective for everybody. But in any case, you know, ATF does have a history of changing their mind on different things, and that's one of the things that is to their detriment, because we all kind of live by the rule of law here from day to day, and when they do vacillate like that, it does create waves in the marketplace. And so I do think that with reformation, once they set it in this new form, then it probably will be set in stone. I don't think it would be very easy for them to go back on it. But and I should point out that when and you know, I don't think I've told anybody this, but initially when we got our letter, we actually said to them, well, what about transfers from the dealer to the consumer, and what about interstate travel with reformation? And the response we actually got was, don't worry about it. So we didn't, and we went to market. And so this is kind of old information, so it's probably a good time for it to come out. But basically, with that, we didn't worry about it. And then, of course, they came back with, you know, many months later, oh, yeah, now we got to deal with this. So it's like, really? We brought it to your attention. You told us not to worry about it. Now that we're on the market, you raise this red flag. It's like, thanks, guys. Really appreciate that. But anyways, yeah, wonderful dealings with ATF.
Just out of curiosity, we got about 2 minutes here. With the AR-15 pistol configuration, is it currently where you can stick the brace on your shoulder?
You know, my view on that is that if you are cheeking it off of your cheekbone and it incidentally touches your shoulder, right. That's incidental. You know, it's designed to index off your cheekbone, in my opinion, on the ones that we manufacture. So
right.
I'm not an attorney. We deal with firearms issues and the legal aspects of them, and of course, we've got attorneys on staff and many more that we hire. But from my training, and which includes some training from International Firearms Specialist Academy, Dan O'Kelly is a brilliant guy, and that specifically is something that you could cheekbone. You put it on your shoulder incidental to that. That's a different story. I don't think that they can claim anything at that point, as long as your intent is to cheek it.
That's really what it all comes down to with ATF, isn't it? It's all about intent with them.
Certainly.
Yeah. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We don't have enough time for this, but I'm going to open with another question regarding AR-15 pistols, simply because you make one of the best ones out there, the PDW one. But for those of you interested in Franklin Armory, right now they're running 3 shifts. They are the home of the Binary Trigger 3, the third, is that right, third generation?
Yep, third generation. Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that is a really, really fine working piece of kit to put on your weapon. In addition to that, I mean, the components, top-notch, you know, there may be people that make them as good as Jay does, but there's nobody that makes them better. So you can check them out at franklinarmory.com. For all of those variations on the AR-15, because they make them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity, TeamGaday.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or are set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. That is the home of Salute, the Militia Line, Providence, Reformation, the PDW line. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with the CEO of Franklin Armory, and that is Jay Jacobson. One question I wanted to ask you, because I've always been dying to ask a manufacturer this, and I mean, does it ever come up with the ATF that, you know, there's so many more people buying AR-15 pistols than there are SBRs? Isn't it sort of silly, don't you think, Mr. ATF agent, that this back stock thingy is the parameter we have to go by?
You know, ATF, they get stuck dealing with whatever the legislature throws at them, and then they get to play ball with that. So as long as it's the law of the land, they have to enforce it.
Well, still pretty silly, though. Laws can be silly.
Yeah, that was one of the arguments I made to them when we were talking about this whole new form thing. We're like, it's been told to us many times that there's lots of brace firearms out there, you know, with Reformation. Why in the world were they even bothering to go down this road when the cat's already out of the bag, really, you know? So you have all these options and alternatives. Why get nutted up on Reformation? It just didn't make any sense for them to go do that. And it was funny, when I was in a conference with them in D.C., the moment I mentioned the word brace, the room erupted. Everybody on the other side of the conference table, it erupted like I just punched them in the gut or something. It was, you just mentioned that one word and their hair goes on fire. It was kind of interesting. But, yeah, you're right. There's no reason for everything else when they have the brace out there. Alex is a great guy running SB Tactical. I actually had a conversation with him earlier today, but fantastic guy and great product. We use him on our pistols, of course, as well. And he really created a fantastic product that nobody else probably thought they can get through, but Alex went ahead and got it done. Gotta love a good Marine.
There you go. Well, there's always that. Now, let's set up talking about the state of the industry, because I remember in the run-up to 2016, everybody that I knew that owned a gun shop and a whole bunch of distributors, they were out there buying everything they could find prior to the election, because they really, really thought that there was going to be President Hillary. And then there wasn't President Hillary, and basically the AR-15 market seemed to crater to me, which was a sad thing, because I think if you're going to only own a gun, the AR-15 pistol is the single best configuration there, is if that's the only gun you're going to have, because it's small, it's maneuverable, it's a rifle cartridge, your wife can fire it, you know, it's just a good all-around gun. And everybody had a glut of those things. When COVID was announced, do you have any idea? And I have no idea. I remember in 2013, when Biden decided to ignite the buying frenzy of that time, I think it was said that there was 3.5 years of inventory on shelves at the time, and that was gone in a week. Do you have any idea how much inventory some of these gun sellers might have had at the time? Any idea, any numbers, any just a
going back educated to guess?
No, I'm talking about going back to, let's say, February of this year.
So last year was a good year for us. Now, I don't know about everybody else in the industry. Actually, I heard that pistols have been selling very well throughout all of last year. As far as the AR market, it might have been fairly tepid, but we've had nothing but growth, because our angle is to always create a way to attack the market asymmetrically, always have intellectual property that is novel, that you can take out, that people will pay good hard money for, even in a market that may be not the best for firearms. So basically last year pistols were up, long guns were down. And when I say pistols, I mean the Glock type pistols, that sort of thing,
right.
Semi-auto. The AR market, we had something special going in California by having the only AR pistol on the roster. So that led to a fair amount of sales. But really, it wasn't until the fourth quarter that things started to ramp up and become that election year politics that you start to see, you know, when Beto O'Rourke, I don't know when he piped up and said, hell yeah, we want to take your AR-15. But whatever that date was, it really started, I would say, the point from there that it was going to increase for the presidential cycle. And then, of course, you had COVID, and then things just went over the top. And now it's just, it's crazy. And everybody thinks that gun manufacturers enjoy this. And quite frankly, we don't. I don't, anyways. I prefer a nice, steady market where, you know, you plan things out, you build on a rational basis, and out the door it goes. The spike stuff is problematic because you're going to swell your ranks temporarily. It'll inevitably come down on the backside. And so we're trying not to hire a bunch of people and then lay them off. Our goal is to, unfortunately, we got to go into working a lot of overtime, and then that could burn people out too. And if they're your employees you care about, you want them to succeed, it doesn't do them any good to, yeah, they're making time and a half, but, you know, their home life is less available because they're stuck at work cranking stuff out. But right now we're just trying to do everything that we can to satisfy our customers. And again, it's not my favorite type of market to be in. And we think it's probably not going to get good as far as a balanced market for quite a long time.
Let me get you to hold on right there.
Next year, probably.
Let me get you to hold on right there because we're coming up on the next break. For Franklin Armory, you can find them at franklinarmory.com. I'll ask a couple of questions about what you find if you go to franklinarmory.com when we get back. We're speaking with Jay Jacobson. He's the CEO at Franklin Armory. This is the state of the industry, and this is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We want to thank all of the brave fighters. We want to thank these incredible people, the first responders, service members who are racing to the extreme peril, really, of their lives and extreme danger.
President Trump in California, the president taking a look at some of the damage caused by wildfires in the state. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves on the trajectory of Hurricane Sally.
With sustained winds between 85 and 90 miles an hour hitting Biloxi, Mississippi. That is the latest projections.
The Republican governor says one thing is concerning him regarding Hurricane Sally.
Obviously, with the slowing of the storm, that is concerning. The longer and it stays out in the Gulf of Mexico, the more and higher the likelihood is that it continues to grow in size and scope and severity.
The storm is expected to make landfall early Tuesday morning. This is USA Radio News. A campaign advisor to President Trump believes the coronavirus pandemic will not be what drives voters in November. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A senior re-election advisor to President Trump says the coronavirus pandemic won't be the main factor which drives a voter's choice this November.
The ultimate driver of the electoral decision for most Americans is going to be what it typically is. Who can create prosperity for me, for my family, and for this country going forward?
President Trump signing an executive order to lower the cost of drugs in the U.S. to the level paid in other countries, tweeting, "The days of the rest of the world free riding at America's expense are over." He said drug prices are already coming down quickly.
And on that score, the president has a compelling story to tell.
Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg says he'll spend $100 million in Florida to help Democratic nominee Joe Biden. This is USA Radio News.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos, beat rising food prices, but above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
We are speaking with the CEO of Franklin Armory, and that is Jay Jacobson. Currently, right now, if somebody were to go to franklinarmory.com, how much of a lead? I mean, do you sell primarily through distributors, or do you sell any direct? Or
we do have products on the website. Basically, for firearms, we're sold out for the rest of the year. For triggers, we've got triggers on the website, and there is various lead times for those. One that's kind of interesting is the 22C1. It's built for the Ruger 10/22. And what sales wanted to do with that one was, as supply is ready, to put it on the website, and those that are interested can go to the website, franklinarmory.com, and get notifications when the product is available. And so on a weekly basis, we're pushing those out as fast as we can. Historically, with the other product lines like the ARC1 and ARS1, one's curved, one's straight, what we've done is we've just set up a lead time. I'm looking on the website right now. It says it's a six-week lead time for a ARC1 trigger. And we're doing our best. Like I said, we're all working overtime trying to keep up with this and keep the product rolling. We've got a new facility, and we've got new machines. It's been a lot of work, and we're trying to meet that demand and get everything out there.
Yeah, I can imagine. And when you say everything's done through the end of the year, you're running how many shifts to try to get that done?
Well, I heard you say three shifts, and actually we are working 7 days a week because our governor out here in Nevada was leaning on everybody pretty hard to prevent the spread of COVID and so on. What we did was we split everybody up over 7 days a week. So we've got folks working 4-10s and other folks working 3-12s. And by doing that, we had fewer people in the building at any one time. But as it's turned out, this whole COVID thing really has been quite a nothing burger, at least on our end. You know, I don't know about other places, and of course, we don't have a bunch of 80-year-old employees with emphysema, so they're not as likely to have an issue, even if they did get COVID.
Right.
But, you know, we'll see what happens in the, you know, rest of the world. But from here, it's kind of an overreaction as far as I'm concerned. We're doing everything we can to comply with the law as well as keep up with demand.
My biggest wonder is with all of these new gun buyers that we see out there right now, like I've heard the NSSF say it's between 5 and 6 million people. I know some of them have settled, right? They probably had or heard what they should buy, and they have probably settled. And I'm just me thinking, especially in some of these areas like California, where they found out that it is actually not as easy to get a gun as it is to buy a book, that some of these people may have rounded a bend on this and become, I don't know, shall we say, a little more, they want to add to certain things because they see certain things as necessary. Which, I mean, the AR-15 is, yeah, I mean, the AR-15's got to be one of those things that's necessary. I mean, it's indispensable in a pinch.
Certainly. You know, I was listening to your advertisers as, you know, in between segments, and glad to hear you got CZ. What a great company. We kind of worked together in bringing out the trigger for the Scorpion, and fantastic people to work with. And, but there's another example of a great product, if you could find it.
Right.
So it doesn't have to be an AR. There's lots of other products out there that you could defend your house and home with. You know, even a pump shotgun if you could find it. It's just a matter of what can you find and what's going to work. But at the end of the day, something's better than nothing. And so I can't discourage those folks to, you know, if they ended up getting a bolt action rifle, for example, instead of what they really wanted, at least they got something. And welcome to the club. Now let's get some training and make sure you're safe.
Yeah. Then there's, which I know you have nothing to, you don't have a dog in this hunt, but then there's the ammunition thing. Do you think this is worse than 2013?
It's very similar. And so Parkland was, that whole firestorm was not as much of a push in the market as we're seeing now. This is very, very similar to the 2013 and the whole Sandy Hook reaction. And so we made the decision right away that, you know, for example, when you're building guns, there are components that you don't make yourself. And I don't care who you are, what company you are, that is the case, because I'll give you a great example. A company like Magpul, they're sold out everywhere. So good luck trying to get, you know, stocks and grips. If you don't have them on your shelf already, you're screwed. They're not, I mean, and Magpul's a good company. They're a well-run company, and they're pushing out as much product as they can every day. And so I don't mean to chagrin them in any way.
Sure.
But the point being that the product, if you're missing that one piece that's part of the SKU, well, that's not going to ship. And so I think it's very problematic that, you know, it could be a spring, could be anything on a complete firearm that would create that problem. So we knew that if we took, for example, with the triggers, which is one of our best-selling products, that if we focused on that at this point, that we could really fulfill that demand. And while we're not able to keep up with it, we're able to push out thousands of triggers every week to our loyal customers. And I'm really glad that we decided to focus on that direction. Not that we're not pushing guns out, but that we're really trying to get the triggers out there and into customers' hands in this time. That has been part of the secret sauce to being able to, keep everything rolling and take advantage of everything. Because otherwise, you end up in a situation you're going, gee, I wish I had another PMAG, or I wish I had an MFT stock, or I wish I had whatever that you need to finish that SKU. And so this has worked out a lot more controllable on our end. And that was the lesson I learned back in 2013. I mean, when Sandy Hook happened, we were buying new machines. Our customers would pay, or like the dealer customers would pay in advance for us to, they want 1,000 lowers. So we'd buy a new machine using the down payment they gave us to get a new machine, to get them the product that they wanted so they could make money too.
Right.
But now that we're not focusing, we're shipping as many guns as we can, but while we're focusing on pushing out the triggers, we're able to meet that demand so much better.
Coming up on the next break, franklinarmory.com.
And they go fast.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they do, man. This radio thing, you know, I need to set you up because I think you could do the show by yourself. You might want to bring
that's
Sun.
That's a good way of saying I'm talking too much.
No, well, that's what this is what it's about there. So anyway. FranklinArmory.com, that's where you can find the fruits of Jay's labor. He and his team, his group of engineers and builders and everybody else. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. And we're speaking with the CEO from Franklin Armory. He's right here with us tonight, Jay Jacobson. When I tell you that you could run this show by yourself, Jay, I mean that purely as a compliment from one professional to another.
Well, it's awfully nice of you, but without the right questions being asked, it's kind of hard to go rambling on in the first place, though.
I understand.
I'll hang tight and wait for the next question.
Okay, well, we discussed this briefly. Now, where you and I are both looking at it from your standpoint, it's probably worse for you than it definitely for me, because we're looking at probably no SHOT Show this year. Is that, would you make a guesstimate of that one?
So I don't speak for NSSF or anything like that, I don't have any insider knowledge of that, but I am located in the state of Nevada, where the governor is flipping out over the fact that we had a Trump rally. That Trump rally from Minden, Nevada, yeah, that's like 200 yards from where I'm talking to you right now at the airport down the street. It was pretty wild to have all that. I didn't go to a Trump rally. The Trump rally came to us. But anyway, beyond that, he's freaking out over that. And I can't imagine that he's going to do anything to lift a finger for anything gun-related in Nevada. And if he can still ride this COVID pony, he will. And will deny any convention that he can. So that's my belief. It's based off of seeing how the governor operates. I'd love for him to prove me wrong.
Now for us, as we're sitting here, you and I mean, I had COVID. I think COVID is a bad flu. It's a bad flu. It's real. It's a bad flu. That I think the difference between COVID and the flu is how contagious it turns out to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the big the lung treatment, because flu is not nearly as bad on the lungs. It's sort of a combo, but it's like getting a flu sandwich with some pneumonia thrown in, right?
Yeah, well, I remember you were you got sick right after, and I actually did an interview with you the Friday, the closing day of SHOT Show.
Yeah, yeah.
And then 24 hours later, now I don't want to say I got it from you because there were plenty of other folks out there, I got something that put me down for 2 days.
Right.
And then got back in action, and life's been good. I firmly believe that, I don't know, maybe it was just the SHOT Show crud, but I think there's plenty of folks from China that work in our industry. Believe it or not, people would be surprised how many American companies have Chinese parts in them from one end to the other. Not
right.
This company, mind you, but others.
Right.
And those folks are going around making deals throughout SHOT Show, and at early January or mid-January, that still wasn't an issue as far as travel restrictions and so on didn't take place until after that weekend. So a lot of those folks went ahead and went through our whole industry. So I think you got it, and I think I got it. And we recovered, and here we are.
Here we are. So as far as the responses we're seeing from it, this is really a crazy overreaction to this, isn't it?
You know, with all deference to the folks that have lost loved ones related to this, thousands of people die of the flu every year, and we shut down a U.S. economy for way too long over this. We lost a third of our economy back in March, and now it's been coming back in that V-shaped recovery that the president has called for. And it's been a tool of the left to effectively muzzle the economic output of Americans so that they need more people on the Democrat plantation. And this is a tool to manipulate folks. That is my belief. Not to say that there isn't an underlying illness that is more contagious than the regular flu. I'd say to most people, and I do know people that have gotten COVID-19, I don't know anybody personally that has been hospitalized. Everybody I know spent 2 weeks at home, and they were recovered after the first day or two, but they spent 2 weeks at home, and there were no underlying complications to the whole thing. And the only reason they spent 2 weeks at home is because of the contagion element.
Right. Yeah, the thing about it, and now, I mean, the media has really done a really good job on people, haven't they? I mean, a lot of people are afraid. They weren't ever afraid. You know, if you look at things, if you look at premature death, pre-COVID premature death, right?
Mm-hmm.
In the United States, 51,000 people die prematurely per week. Week.
Wow.
In the United States, prematurely. And the top three causes of death, premature, heart disease, cancer, medical misadventure. That's 1.5 million by itself.
Hmm.
Then the other million is made up of other things that begin to really get lesser and lesser. And, you know, that's about 8,000 a day, you know. And I laugh about this. I mean, I had a heart attack. I had open heart surgery. They didn't know if I was going to wake up. I almost became one of those people. And COVID is not the only cause of death, but it's like these politicians tried to put something in place to where nobody was going to die from nothing, didn't they?
Well, you know, the reporting on it all, you have to wonder if it was being recorded correctly. You know, if you died of a heart attack in the middle of, you know, an operation, yet you had COVID-19, well, my understanding is that was put down as COVID-19. So, you know, I don't think that was altogether honest and truthful, if that, in fact, is the case. But, yeah, getting back to whether or not the SHOT Show will happen, I can guarantee that we'll be ready to ride if they're going to green light it. I look forward to it. I want to see our customers. I want to see my peers in the industry. I want to see you, Bill, face-to-face.
Yeah.
And, you know, Americans don't cower. We stand up. We go do things. We accept the risks and we move on. This is ridiculous what's going on with certain members of our politic trying to tell us that we can't go ahead and, you know, look at churches too. I mean, I can get going on an hour on that stuff alone of how, I mean, you have to be civil disobedient to go to church with 51 people here in Nevada. Never mind the fact that the president was just here with 25,000 of his closest friends at the airport down the street having a fabulous rally that went off without a hitch and was truly fantastic. Well done. And, you know, pray for that man every day that that he be safe, and I'm just glad he got in, got out of Nevada without any complications. But, you know, as far as SHOT Show going, though, I really hope it happens, but knowing our governor, in fact, I'm probably opening my mouth too much. Last time I did that, we had an OSHA audit, so it would be just my luck to show up again. Though we cleared everything up, you know, there were a couple of minor things that they dinged us on. I'm like, okay, learn something, move on from there.
I think they're carrying I know they're carrying the show now in Vegas and in Pahrump. You're not a radio show till you're being carried in Pahrump, the home of Art Bell. So, you know, once you get in Pahrump.
I was going to say that's kind of out there, but then Art Bell, yeah, that kind of makes sense.
Before we run out of time, franklinarmory.com, go check out their website. I mean, you can still get the triggers. You probably have some other parts as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. Sign up for the 1022. If you got a 1022 at home, sign up for that 22C1 trigger, and we'll notify folks as that comes in stock and get them shipped out without a wait.
Yes,
all the other ones, there's a little waiting list.
Son's going to let me know when that comes in and let me actually test that when it comes in. So, franklinarmory.com. Jay, thank you very much for joining me this evening.
My pleasure, Bill. It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Coming up next, from the truthaboutguns.com, it is the editor-in-chief, Dan Zimmerman. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.